You're listening to Southend City Radio.
Hello, indeed, and welcome to a brand new show here on Southend City Radio, Messages from the Stars. Lovingly named after the Raw Band's hit single, Messages from the Stars. It does what it says on the tin. There's some hit singles from the stars, interspersed, of course, with Messages from the Stars. You're a star too, so if you want to get involved, you can. Yeah, even you. I know. It's a stretch, but you are. If you want to send us a message and join in the show, you can. Find us wherever you're doing your social media. Search for Southend City Radio. Tag us in your post. Use the hashtag Messages from the Stars. And you could be featured in the next show. But in this show, we're launching it. We have a lovely message from Lindsay L. Twinnie and Skinny Lister are singing down the phone to us. Kelly Jones of Stereophonics fame has brought his old guitar. Rick Astley has also brought several guitars. And Justin Hawkins of The Darkness is celebrating a very special anniversary. All that's still to come. We're going to start, though, with our first message from our first star. The first band to follow Southend City Radio on social media. We're honoured to have a message from the star that is Richard Hewson of the Raw Band. After, of course, we hear Messages from the Stars.
Messages from the stars, when you're making love to me.
From the Raw Band. And the message is that the Raw Band will be playing live at the O'Meara, London, on the 25th of November. Tickets on sale now, it's gonna be wild.
Raw Band, of course. Messages from the stars. And our first message from our first star, Richard Hewson of the Raw Band, letting us know that the Raw Band will be playing live at the O'Meara in London on the 25th of November. And as he said, it's going to be wild. And when Richard says it's going to be wild, it is going to be wild. Be there. Wonderful. So our next message on Messages from the Stars comes all the way from sunny Wales, the legend that is Kelly Jones of the Stereophonics. Let's find out what he's been getting up to.
I've been playing this old Tanglewood today, which was a guitar my father bought me when I was probably about 18, 19. And I wrote most of Word Gets Around on this guitar. And we bought it in Merthyr Music for about 60 quid. And I remember writing all the kind of too many sandwiches late at night in bed, really quietly when everybody was in bed. But yeah, I've been able to knock about with the old dog today. It is an old dog, but it's my old dog. I've been trying to tune it since 1994. But yeah, I hope you're all good. Have a good weekend. And I'll stay in touch. Have a good one. Look after yourself.
Champagne spring for the family tree. Haven't seen your family tree in quite a while. Too many sandwiches and wine. Cherry stains down your best man's tie. What a speech. Crowd of singers' tongues in the barmaid's mouth. What a voice. Grandpa drank the drop off too, and his head still sunk in the Waterloo. What a man. You bought a sequin dress for your chicken breast. The disco's late and he's overpaid tonight. You got a diamond. Chairs, the band's too loud, they're off downstairs. What a noise. The bride and groom, they dance that dance. And the singer mimes, there's still a chance. The barmaid smiles. You bought a sequin dress for your chicken breast. The disco's late and he's overpaid tonight. You got a diamond ring. The man who sings me love to the barmaid twice.
Stereophonics, of course. Too Many Savages off the album Word Gets Around, about which we just found out most of was written on the guitar Kelly Jones just had in his hand. 60 quid? Must have been a while ago. Or a right bargain. Lovely stuff. Our next message comes from the brilliant Lindsay L. She has got some fantastic life advice to share with us.
I just want to say that if you feel like it hasn't happened yet, if you feel like you watch everybody around you that like things just seem to be clicking for them and you are standing here and you're just like, what am I doing wrong? I feel like it's just the universe's way of telling you you have more to uncover. And you're not your full version of yourself yet. And maybe we will never be our fullest versions of ourselves. Maybe that's what the point of your whole entire life is. But I just think that when it hasn't worked out the way you want it, it's because it's just going to be so much better than you ever could imagine right now. So your job is just to keep leaning into it and keep trying to answer some of those questions, and the rest figures itself out. The hardest part is just to, like, let go.
I got a friend who just got married again. I don't know what the hell that girl does. I can't even find a plus one. My mama says I'm just too picky, I guess, but isn't that better than selling life short for someone that you're settling for? There's nothing wrong if it takes a bit longer to figure it out. myself. People make it look so easy. Do the math if I met somebody tonight. Tickets sold out, a whole year go by us. And then the stars don't line up. But that'd be 365 days, 52 weeks, 12 months that I've spent just to find out one person ain't the right one for me. Whatever that means. People make it look so easy. In and out of love so fast. I don't give it up that easy. Cause I won't put my heart through that.
Never been late a day in her life. The brilliant, awesome Lindsay L, right on time on Southend City Radio. Such a beautiful message too. I like it. You're listening to Messages from the Stars on Southend City Radio, where we're sharing messages from stars. If you would like to be a star and you would like to send us your message, you can. It would be lovely to receive it. Find us on social media. Just search for Southend City Radio. That's usually our username and most of the places. And you can send us a clip of yourself, a video or an audio clip, tag us in on social media. Use the hashtag messages from the stars and we'll include your message with a song of your choice. Next time, that'll be lovely. Now, our next message from our next star is a childhood hero of mine who recently celebrated a very special anniversary on an album that I once heard was in more than 1 in 10 British homes.
Good day to you one and all. It is I, Justin Hawkins, from the darkness and also off the YouTubes. I'm in Regent's Park today, just having a little run around. And I'm reminded that we used to meet next to a big tree. Us, the darkness, that is, and lots of other sort of Camden scene music hopefuls. And we used to play football for hours every Sunday and then we'd go straight to the pub. It was brilliant times. And of course, the first record came out and it changed our lives forever. We weren't able to do that anymore. We were off touring and headlining festivals, selling millions of records, doing all that sort of stuff. But today commemorates the 20th anniversary of the release of that first album, Permission to Land. So please, darkness enthusiasts all over the world, join me in wishing Permission to Land by the Darkness a happy 20th birthday. Oh, what a day. I feel a bit emotional. I'm welling up. I better carry on jogging before I start bawling my eyes out. Nice one, guys. See you later.
Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. My heart's in overdrive and you're behind the steering wheel. Touching you. Touching me. but everything is a-okay. Touching you, touching me, touching you, yeah, you're touching me. I believe in a thing called love, just a thing of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now. We'll be looking till the sun goes down. I believe in a thing called love. Ooh, ooh, get down.
I believe in a thing called love, off of Permission to Land, which, as you just heard, from Justin Hawkins. Very emotional, Justin Hawkins. It's 20 years old. 20 years old. Next year, Permission to Land could probably go and get permission to drive a car in a foreign country. That, if it wanted to. I mean, I don't know what an album would need to rent a car in a foreign country for. But hey, it can. Wonderful. I love the album. I've loved so much of what the Darkness have done. And that album in particular. It just came out at the right time when I was in school learning to play guitar. And I think I probably spent the best part of 2 years just playing that riff. Fantastic. Great stuff. If you want to celebrate, by the way, the 20th anniversary of Permission to Land, they are launching it out on vinyl for the first time. So it's probably going to sound epic on vinyl. I can't think of any album which would sound better, to be honest. Brilliant. Now, our next message on Messages from the Stars comes from a man who was recently at Glastonbury Festival, playing drums and singing and other things. No, not that one. The other one. Rick Astley.
Hello there. You may or may not know that I have got a new song called Dipping My Feet Out, and it was crafted and created in this very room. This is my little studio at the back of the house, and I have a small collection of guitars, which is ever growing and ever changing, and Dipping My Feet started life on this here acoustic guitar. It's a pretty simple set of chords, pretty simple riff, to be honest. But I likes it. I hope you do too. And eventually it ended up on this computer and, got a bit raucous. Few guitars in there. Possible bit of rock and roll in there. Anyway, Dipping My Feet. Give it a listen.
Something training dancer for you.
New single from Rick Astley. Started life literally in the back room. Dipping my feet. Fabulous track. Always great to hear new stuff from Rick because you're always guaranteed a good song. Excellent. South End City Radio, messages from the stars. A reminder, if you want to send us any of your messages, you can. And you'll be featured in the next show. All you got to do is find us on social media, pop us a follow, tag us in a post using the hashtag messages from the stars, and we'll share your message in the next show. Fantastic. Now up next, our next message from our next star comes from the brilliant Twinnie. She's got some great songs out. I particularly enjoyed her Christmas song which came out last year, but she's got a new one out called Sad Boy, and I think she's been feeling a little emotional.
Can I be honest with you? Like, I feel really sad today. It's release day, and thank you so much for all the love that you showed in Sad Boy. But I guess I'm just missing home. So I wrote a song called London. Hope you like it. Kinda miss that coffee shop, waiting in line for the bus to start. Kinda miss that rush hour traffic. Kinda miss that crowd at you, where everybody's in a Monday. Kinda miss that wasted magic. Sunsets on Primrose Hill, wishing on stars from your windowsill. Best believe that I would kill for you to say you love me still. But I moved away, now I'm in LA. What can I say? The sun shines, but it don't feel the same, 'cause I miss the rain under the gray W1 sky. Oh, I miss London, I do, but I can't live in London without you.
Funny how karma comes back around. Killed me then, but it's killing you now. You were so good at blocking me out, but you can't do it now. You never thought I'd be yesterday. Now you gotta lie in the bed you made. All my happy's on display, and it's causing you pain. And it hurts, doesn't it hurt? I should know, 'cause you did it to me first. You made me sad, boy.
you're taking it hard. How's it feel to lose the queen of hearts? There's only jokers in your deck of cards. Now you're falling apart.
The new single from Twinny is called Sad Boy, and it's in the Southend City Radio A-list. Of course it is. Fantastic song, and a lovely little message from Twinny. Lots of hugs and love from Southend and extended areas, including, but not limited to, London. That's a lovely little song for London, wasn't it? Beautiful. You should totally release that, Twinny. Marvellous. Southend City Radio here, messages from the stars. Our next message comes from a local band. Yes, As December Falls played a phenomenal set launching their album at Hey Joe's record store in Brentwood not so long ago. And they are doing rather well. Here's Bethany to tell you about it.
Hey guys, it's Bethany here, and we have just found out that we are currently number 3 in the midweek chart. So that's amazing. As an independent band, honestly, it's so incredible. So we want to thank every single one of you for getting yourselves a copy. If you haven't already, please go and grab yourselves one. Keep streaming on Spotify, keep streaming on Apple Music, and let's see where we get.
I can't tell.
Essex-based rock band As December Falls. The track was called Little by Little off of their album Join the Club. And of course, as you just heard from Bethany, they are doing very well in the charts right now. Hopefully, keep it there and keep riding the wave. If you're enjoying that kind of music, you would definitely like the As Yet Untitled Rock Show, which is right here on Southend City Radio. Head to the website, southendcityradio.uk. You can listen to the first instalment of the As Yet Untitled Rock Show returned right now. And of course, As December Falls are in it. As are this next band, who have sent us a message specifically inviting us to... Well, I'll let them explain.
New record soon, brother. It'll be out in August. Oh, by the way, y'all need to come and party with us on the beach, Lake Michigan. We're staying at the family farm like we do every year. We'll be up there about 20 days. We'll be swimming and cooking out on the beach, rocking out, Stuart Pinkin. Y'all need to be up there with us. That would be kick-ass in northern Michigan. Make sure you stop by. Please. Please.
Incredible new music from the Metal Birds, all the way from sunny Texas, and an expressive invite to Lake Michigan on the family farm this summer. Guys, I would love to. That's incredible. Wow. Cooking and roasting and Stuart Pinkin in Lake Michigan. I can't think of any better verb, to be honest with you. I'm touched in all the best ways. New music coming from the Metal Birds soon, and if you like their stuff, you are going to love the As Yet Untitled Rock Show, because they are all over it, like plastered on the walls like good old-fashioned Artex. They are there. Always a fixture on the As Yet Untitled Rock Show. And as always, an honour to have them on the show. Now, another message from another star also hailing from Texas. Yes, indeed. Let's have a little listen because someone is celebrating another special anniversary.
Happy birthday, 1985.
On the radio.
Today is the 20th birthday of everybody's favorite song, 1985. This song and video launched on this particular day, and it changed all of our lives. As many of you know, before Bowling for Soup did it, SR-71 did a version in Japan that you can find everywhere now. Let's check in with Mitch and John.
Hey, Jared.
Hey, Jared. Hey, everybody.
Can you guys believe it's been 20 years?
Man, we got old.
Yeah, man, my plantar fasciitis tells me I'm old every day.
Have you guys seen all the parodies being released on socials and streaming and stuff? It's crazy.
Absolutely, man. I love seeing this.
And the new Bowling for Soup version on the second greatest hits record sounds awesome.
Thanks, guys. I wonder what you guys think about people giving us sh** and saying that our song is a cover of an SR-71 song.
Oh, man, that's dumb. It's a collaboration, brother.
My platinum plaque says Bowling for Soup. What the hell, man?
Mine too. I never go anywhere without them, as a matter of fact.
Love you guys.
Love you too, man, and the whole Bowling for Soup family.
Absolutely, man. Happy birthday to the song changed all our lives. I mean, look, I'm hanging by the pool.
Happy birthday, 1985. What a journey it's been.
Yes, happy birthday, 1985. Thanks to everybody who has requested it, streamed it, watched the video. Cannot thank you guys enough. Here's to 20 more years.
Cause she's still-
1985.
Bowling for Soup, 1985. And as you just heard Jarrett, Mitch and John say, 20 years old today. Good Lord. Another one that's 20 years old. I mean, it was a hell of a good year, wasn't it? Let's be honest. Not a cover song. However, Wikipedia may tend to differ. Now, our next message from our next star on Messages from the Stars is from an undisputed hero of folk music, the awesome Frank Turner.
Hi everyone, Frank here. A quick note to say how excited I am to be playing at Towersy Festival on the 26th of August later this year. It's a headline show. It's my last UK headline show for the year, pretty much. It's me and Matt Nazir playing a duo show. We've got Thea Gilmore, Lady Nade and Nick Barker playing as well, so it's a great lineup. It's in a beautiful place. It's near London. It's near Oxford. It's going to be amazing. The last few tickets are available now. Please do come on down. Enjoy your bank holiday weekend with us at Towersy Festival. I'll see you there.
Then I remember you and the way you shine like truth in all you do. And if you remember me, you could save me from the way I tend to be. 'Cause I've said I love you so many times that the words kind of die in my mouth, and I meant it each time and each beautiful woman, but somehow it never works out. But you stood apart in my calloused heart and you taught me, and here's what I learned, that love is about all the changes you make and not just three small words. And then I catch myself catching your scent on someone else in a crowded space, and it takes me somewhere I cannot quite place. And then I remember you and the way you shine like truth in all you do. And if you remember me, you could save
the legend that is Frank Turner. Of course, the way I tend to be. And as you heard from the man himself, he's playing Towersy Festival this year, 26th of August. Only a couple of tickets left, so do jump on it and get there. It will be his last gig-ish. in the UK this year. Bank holiday weekend, what a way to spend it. Lovely. Frank's a legend, lovely geezer. He was playing at Hotbox in Chelmsford a couple of weeks ago. And it was all to sort of help the venue raise money because they're struggling a bit. And it's one of those local venues that really is a heartbeat of the Chelmsford music scene. So great to see him supporting local venues. He's an Essex boy now. Last time we spoke, he told me he's moved across the border. So keep your eyes out. He might be in a pub near you somewhere soon. Now, that brings us to the end of Messages from the Stars. Thank you so much for keeping me company and for joining in. If you would like to share any of your messages with us next time on Messages from the Stars, all you got to do is find us on social media. I promise you, we are everywhere you are. Just tag us in a post at Southend City Radio. I think on Twitter we're at Southend City FM, just because you can't use enough characters. Is it Twitter or is it X now? I don't even know what it's supposed to call it anymore. The one that used to have the bird doesn't anymore. Find us on social media, Southend City Radio. Tag us in your post, use the hashtag Messages from the Stars, and we'll include your message in the next show. Lovely. Thanks for being a part of it. If you want to find more great radio, you can head online to southendcityradio.uk. There's loads more brilliant shows for you to enjoy, and I will see you next time. We're going to end with one more message from one more star. In fact, several more stars busking, performing live from their street to yours. It's Skinny Lister.
The most of all, the company of the bar. Hey! The sea it calls, hey Johnny, tomorrow calls me on. For a stinking drunken farewell cheer, I'll wake to find me gone. It's so long to my pretty.
you are listening.
Listening to Southend.
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 Southend City Radio.